Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Quick recap about Mark Mosier on our sister station, Altitude 92.5. Katie, can you just give us a quick recap on what he did yesterday with you right next to him?
I was walking out of the station with Moj, and he did one of those farmer blows. So,
snot rocket.
Yeah. Right there in the front of the building, was talking to me, like mid-sentence. And it was like hanging from his face.
It was hanging,
you
guys.
It was so gross. Like, I had to turn away, and I couldn't, like... I had to gather my thoughts for a second.
He's gross.
No, but here's the thing.
No, don't defend it.
But I love him. Like, I love Moj. And I've worked with him for a long time, even at a different station than this. And I feel like he's just comfortable with me, and he looks at me as one of the dudes. Because we did sports radio together. And so it just,
you're
like...
You're still a lady.
Well...
And we're in an office setting.
Yes, but
and to do that right in front of you and then to have snot hanging down his face while he's still talking to you.
I don't think he meant to do that
part.
He's
disgusting.
I just think it happened. He tried to, you know, make it through. And here we are talking about
it. Did he wipe it on his hands or his shirt? Like, and now I'm thinking about his hygiene.
I think he just, like, flicked it into the rocks.
Now I'm thinking about his hygiene. And you don't ever want to borrow his car because his steering wheel is covered in snot.
Mark Mosier is great. And that's the thing is I think he just felt really comfortable with me and felt like he could do something. Something like that.
Katie's defending his actions. I think it's gross to do that in front of a lady. It's disgusting. To have snot, to do a farmer's blow, and to do it at a place of business. Inappropriate. So here's what we're doing this morning. If you wouldn't mind blowing up the phone lines over at Altitude 92.5, their phone number is 303-504-0925. Hold on. 303-504-0925. Feel free to text him and call him right now and let him know that Mark Mosier is a disgusting human being.
It'd be nice. Also say, go Avs, go.
Go Avs, go, and then just say, love Jeremy.
There you go.
You can text him. I would prefer if you called him. 303-504-0925. Blow it up over there right now.
A little compliment sandwich, right? You have nice hair.
Quit defending it.
You're disgusting. Go Avs, go.
Mark Mosier is a disgusting human.
That's nice.
Go Avs, go.
Hey.
Love Jeremy.
Okay.
Don't defend it. 303-504-0925. Do that right now for old Jer Bear, okay? Love you.
Okay.
I love this kind of stuff.
I know.
This is like old school radio.
It really is.
This is old school stuff.
It really is.
Speaking of radio and this here radio station, we got a very unique message in our inbox yesterday that kind of had me scratching my head. They're starting something here that I have personally never participated in, but I know it's a common thing at various businesses around the state. They want us to start doing self-evaluations.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a whole thing. We got a big, long email on it.
And it's coupled. It's not only the self-evaluations, but then our managers also need to evaluate us. And then we need to come together in the near future and talk about those evaluations. And I don't know what happens from there.
You see where you match up, see where you can improve, things that you're slacking on, things that you're excelling at, which will be nice. I'd probably few and far between.
What do you mean? Come on.
But yeah, that is, that's weird. I have been here for a couple decades. I have never, ever had to do a self-evaluation.
Ever. And it's like, I don't know if this is like routine and normal in regular office jobs, if people just do this all the time, but I've been in radio for over 22 years now, never ever had to do one of these things. So it is, all of us are sitting in here in the studio today like, what kind of things do we say?
I was talking to my wife about this, and she has to do it at work like once a year.
Okay.
She does the self-evaluation. She's like, this is not a big deal. She's like, people do this all the time. I was like, I'm so confused by this. And I was like, and who goes on? And, you know, you've got 5 stars. Like, who gives himself 2s and 3s in certain areas?
I know.
She said, and she's a stellar employee, also has been at her job for 1,000 years. She's like, I never give myself 5s. She's like, it's 4s across the board. She's like, I had a boss tell me at one point, you always just give yourself 4s across the board. Because you're not, like, bragging that you're a 5, and then you're not saying, oh, I'm a slacker at a 3. You're just... You're doing your job. You're a solid 4 across the board. And you know, I said to her, I go, screw that mess.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Well, because if you're not being honest, what's the point of an evaluation? If you're just doing what your boss hopes you do, then that's not a real self-evaluation.
I'm doing fives all day long on my self-evaluation. If there's an option to pencil in a six, I'm doing that. And that's exactly what I told our boss yesterday, Big Rob. I shot him a message, and I go, what is this all about? He goes, you know what he said to me?
What?
He goes, don't worry about it. You're going to give yourself all fives because you're so full of yourself anyway. Damn, bro. And I wrote back. I go, well, if six is an option, I'm doing that.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You jerk.
Where can you put a 10? Because that's just pencil in a 10 on this awesome.
So anyway, it's something we all got to do coming up, which is fine. It's probably good for the company. It's probably good for a lot of people to do a little self-reflection.
Yeah.
But come on. Ain't nobody giving themselves a one star.
I know. If you do, you don't like your job. Like, that's the thing. Like, who gives themselves a one?
God, I dare you, Katie, when we do it, for you to put all ones.
Why me? No.
Well, I'm not doing it. I'm doing sixes. So you got to do the opposite.
Ones?
One, 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 one.
Katie, we need to see you in the office with HR.
So much room for improvement. Yes. So much room for improvement.